I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, March 25th. More students can now enroll in the nursing programs at Quincy College now that the program has earned full state approval. The Dean of Nursing, Diane Gillis, announced on Friday that the State Board of Registration in Nursing has granted full approval to all four nursing programs at both the Quincy and Plymouth campuses of Quincy College. The programs had been on initial approval status since 2019, after losing state approval in 2018 due to declining student test scores on the statewide nursing exams. Gillis said the college worked to revamp the nursing programs and conduct periodic student testing to ensure that they would pass the state exams. Student scores had fallen into the 50 percentile range when the state pulled its approval of the program. Gillis says scores have increased into the 90% range since the program was revamped. Enrollment had been limited during the initial approval stage, but Gillis says now full enrollment can take place. National Grid is in the process of seeking an increase in its electric distribution rates that could add about $8 more per month to the average residential electric customer bill. Commercial customers could see a 16% monthly increase. State Department of Public Utilities is conducting a series of public hearings about the proposed rate hikes, and the most recent one was held at North Quincy High School. James McGaugh, U.S. Head of Corporate Affairs for National Grid, said the increases are needed to maintain and improve electric service for the region. South Shore Chamber of Commerce President Peter Foreman spoke in favor of the rate increases, citing the need for improved electricity infrastructure to support economic growth. A spokesperson for the Attorney General's office said they want the best possible electric service from National Grid with the least possible rate increases. The DPU must decide by October whether to approve, modify, or deny the requested rate hikes. City of Quincy in the process of updating its ongoing hazard mitigation plan. The city is required by the federal government to update its plan for how to deal with natural disasters, and the current plan expires at the end of April. The city has hired tie and bond engineers to help put together the new plan. Last week, environmental scientists Gabrielle Belfit told the Quincy Planning Board that Quincy has the fifth highest rate of repetitive claims for flood damage in the state. Part of the updated hazard mitigation plan includes educating the public about the impacts of climate change, identifying flood-prone areas in Quincy, and seeking state and federal grants to mitigate flooding potential. The plan requires approval from the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy will hold two listening sessions this week at the Adams Shore branch as part of their strategic planning. Those sessions will be held today from 6 to 7 p.m. and Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. The public is welcome to attend. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce Annual Meeting and Business Showcase will be held Tuesday from 4:30 to 8:30 at Granite Links in Quincy. Winners of the Phyllis Godwin Women in Business Award and Bruce Wood Grants will be announced, and a seventh Quincy business will be entered into the Chamber's Hall of Fame. The Commonwealth Beacon will be hosting a conversation on MBTA communities Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. in the community meeting room at the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center. Quincy City Council President Ian Kane and 6th Suffolk District State Representative Russell Holmes will be part of the panel discussion on the new MBTA Communities Act. The public is welcome to attend. Other news today, a 4-year-old girl has died after being hit by a vehicle in Boston's Fort Point neighborhood yesterday. The young child was struck by the vehicle at the intersection of Congress and Sleeper Streets, directly behind the Boston Children's Museum, just after 5 p.m. In a press conference, Boston Police Superintendent Lanita Cullinane said the girl was pronounced deceased after she was rushed to a local hospital to be treated for her injuries. Cullinane says the girl was not alone and was with family at the time of the incident, but has not said where the child and her family were coming from or going to. For several hours, investigators focused their attention on a Ford F-150 that was stopped in the street, photographing the pickup truck and processing it for evidence before it was towed from the scene. The driver remained on the scene. No charges or citations have been issued as of yet. Police have not said what factors may have contributed to the crash, including if the child was in a crosswalk. Authorities are crediting the witnesses who tried to help in the moments after the impact. A Weymouth man died in a two-car crash last Thursday on Route 3. State police have identified the victim as 60-year-old Patrick Mulligan, who was driving a 2008 Nissan Altima on Route 3 southbound near Exit 38. At about 6:30 last Thursday evening, the Altima struck a GMC Sierra pickup truck and rolled over. Mulligan was taken to South Shore Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The pickup truck driver suffered minor injuries. The right travel and breakdown lanes of Route 3 were closed for 2 hours. State police from the Norwell Barracks, the Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Section, and the Crime Scene Services Section are investigating that crash. Hours after the Senate passed a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills early Saturday morning, Congressman Stephen Lynch announced that portions of $213 million is heading to Massachusetts and will soon be put to use as one of the 202 community projects scheduled across the Commonwealth. The town of Weymouth will use over $1.3 million of new funding to reinforce the seawall and to update infrastructure on Fort Point Road. The funding was granted as part of the second consolidated appropriations bill. It will be signed into law by President Biden. The vote for the package of spending bills was 74-24. It came after funding had expired for the agencies at midnight, but the White House sent out a notice shortly after the deadline announcing the Office of Management and Budget had ceased shutdown preparations because there was a high degree of confidence that Congress would pass the legislation and the president would sign it on Saturday. While Congress has already approved money for Veterans Affairs, Interior, Agriculture, and other agencies, the bill approved last week is much larger, providing funding for the Defense, Homeland Security, and State Departments and other aspects of general government. The House passed the bill Friday morning on a vote of 286-134, narrowly gaining the two-thirds majority needed for approval. More than 70% of the money will go to defense. Brockton High School drama students are now state champions. 42 students competed and performed the 1892 comedy Charlie's Aunt against 100 schools across the state and took home the hardware. Dozens of Brockton High students woke up state champions yesterday. They outperformed 100 other schools with their production of Charlie's Aunt. There were three rounds in the Massachusetts Educational Theater Guild competition, with fewer schools moving on each time. The cast only had 5 minutes to set up and take down the set, or they could be disqualified. The cast will perform the play one more time before moving on to their spring musical. The sole remaining location of a regional chain of restaurants and ice cream shops inside Route 128 has shut down. Boston Globe reports the Friendly's at Logan Airport is no longer in business, being the last outlet within the Boston city limits and the closest remaining Friendly's to the city being now in Norwood, Peabody, and in Weymouth. The only standalone location inside 128 closed in the fall of 2019. That one was in Stoneham. Friendly's, which is headquartered in Wilbraham, was first established in Springfield in 1935. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 305 points. The NASDAQ rose 26, and the S&P is off by 7. Asian stocks are mixed today as investors wait further indications that the Fed might begin cutting interest rates. And oil is trading just over $81 a barrel. And sports, Celtics are in Atlanta tonight at 7:30. The Bruins will be in Florida tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly cloudy, breezy, and high 43 degrees. Cloudy tonight, low 29. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high of 42. Scattered showers around Wednesday at a high 56, and showers Thursday, a high 55. For the boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet, northeast winds 20 to 25, gusting to 30 knots, and a high tide at 12:34 p.m. Sunrise 6:37, sets at 7:02. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, March 25th.